Today is auspicious birthday of Jagat Guru Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnupad Ashtota Shishnad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And also very auspicious birthday of
disappearance.
Birahatithi onar.
Birahatithi.
Yeah.
Oh. Abhirbhavatithi at the time of Gaur Purnima perhaps.
No, sometime.
That time.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiruva.
Today is Tiruvav. Srila Prabhupada, about Srila Prabhupada, do you know? About Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, something he will speak, glorify him. You know.
Jnananjana Sarasaya Chakshurandiritandina Tasmai Shri Jagraya Mukam Karidivachanam Bhangam Langayate Girim Yatrivatamaham Mandir Shri Guru Dinatari Guruve Guru Chandra Radhika Etiralaye Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Vanchakabhadruvischa Pripasindhu Gebacha Patitranam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. First of all, I offer my most humble and respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Om Vishnupad Shishi Manchila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, my initiating spiritual master and my teacher and guide. And also my heartfelt obeisances to Nityalila Pravishnam Vishnupad Sri Srimad Gauravinda Goswami Maharaj, who was my guru also, although not Diksha Guru, he was my Shiksha Guru, and he accepted me as his disciple. And to Nityalila Pravishnam Vishnupad Sri Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vedanta Sannyasi Gan, Vaishnava, Vaishnavis, bad brothers, bad sisters, the humble Dandavat Pranavas. So I had the good fortune of associating with Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj for about 5 years, from 1991 to 96 when he left this world.
From when to when?
91 to 96.
He was the first very high-class Vaishnav that gave me his darshan and blessings and mercy. He allowed me to serve him and hear his Harikatha. I helped him with his Bhubaneswar project for many years, visited Bhubaneswar, attended his classes when he traveled to America. I helped him and served him there. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj is a very exceptional personality who was not very well known at the time in ISKCON. Due to whatever reason, later we began to realize, of course his followers and disciples realized very quickly, but now most of the entire world, including our Sangha and ISKCON, have come to appreciate so much more who is Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, what is his greatness. He was born in a very pure Brahmin family, Vaishnava family, in Jagannathpur, in Orissa, not far from Bhubaneswar or Jagannath Puri. While he was growing up, his uncles and his father and his all the people of Gadaigiri in the village where he was growing up used to sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, hold kirtan festivals, travel from village to village preaching. So this is a very elevated birth. He's not an ordinary soul. He took birth in a very high-class Vaishnava family, and from beginning, he had strong Vaishnava samskaras. By 8 years old, he had read the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita. It was a practice in his family to recite the scriptures. I had the opportunity to go to the village where he was raised, which is called Gadaigiri, and see his house, which is a very simple mud hut. And outside the house, there is a storage place for these palm leaves of scriptures that he used to read and recite. Very simple village. They had a village deity there called Gopalju. And Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj was dedicated to this deity from a very young age. One time the deity was stolen by some dacoits. And in a dream, Guru Govinda Maharaj woke up. At that time his name was Brajabandhu. He could, in his dream, see what was happening, and he woke up and ran after, since a young boy, and ran after the thieves. And while the thieves put the deity down, he grabbed the deity and brought it back to his village. His whole life, he would pray to this deity of Gopalji Krishna. He had a picture in his bhajan kutir. He used to go and regularly to the village, even when he was living in Bhubaneswar, and see the deity. So he was very, very attached to Gopalji. His life centered around Krishna, Harikatha, preaching. He was destined to be a great sadhu. He said, I always wanted to be a sadhu. And he probably would have been a Naishtika Brahmachari like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But his father had died, and he took a responsibility for his family members to earn a living and look after them. So he completed his education. He became a school teacher. Married, had 7 children, and lived a very ideal grihastha life. He said he tried to conceive a child 7 times, and he had 7 children. He was very strict with himself in terms of sense control, what he ate, how he spoke, how he controlled his mind. So on Ram Nomi in 1974, he left home because he was destined to higher things. He left his family, he left his wife, and Krishna looked after them. There's a very interesting story about how the government had made an arrangement to completely look after financially his children and his wife, etc. Even though he didn't personally arrange for it, somehow by Krishna's arrangement, they were all taken care of. So he left to go and travel around India searching for a guru, searching for the association of Shuddha Bhaktas. He came to Vrindavan, he met Srila Prabhupada, and within a very short time, I think within the first year, he even may have taken sannyas, but Prabhupada immediately, well, the first thing he said when he met him is, have you taken sannyas? Because he was dressed in lungi like a baba traveling around India. And he came into Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada said, have you taken sannyas? And he said, no. Prabhupada said, I will give you sannyas. First thing. So there was obviously an internal understanding and connection as to who he was and what he could do. Prabhupada gave him a room. Immediately he began to translate into Oriya Prabhupada's books, Bhagavatam. Some of the devotees were thinking, this new person has come. Prabhupada, why are you giving such preferential treatment to him? Give him a room, he's translating already. But Prabhupada said, he's been a Vaishnava since birth. You are newcomers, you've just started. So Prabhupada saw his qualifications. Very soon he gave him sannyas. sent him to Bhubaneswar to open the temple there. Srila Gaurakavinda Maharaj struggled for many years with no men, no money, just a little bit of help. Riding a bicycle from door to door, asking for donations, telling the local people about their grand plans for building a temple. And one of his students, former students, named Sachinandan, he used to ride on the back of the bicycle with him.
Yeah.
And go out and collect bhakshis. And in this way, he very humbly began his preaching. Like A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in New York, who came with nothing and started the grand movement. So also Srila Gaurakavinda Maharaj was reminded of this by Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada told him, when I began, I had nothing. Because Gaurakavinda Maharaj asked him, I need some men, I need some money, I need some facility. Prabhupada said, you can do it. Krishna will help. And he did. Gradually people came, money came, and they built a very wonderful grand temple in Bhubaneswar. But this is not his greatest glories, as Srila Gurudev has pointed out to us so mercifully in understanding the glories of our Prabhupada, is that there's two ways to view a Vaishnava. One is his greatness, or how high is the mountain, and the other is his depth of bhakti and realization is moved to how deep is the ocean. So Gaurakavinda Maharaj, he brought to our Sampradaya, he brought to the Vishva Vaishnav Raj Sabha, the Association of Pure Devotees, he brought to ISKCON, he brought to so many devotees the conceptions of Raganuga Bhakti. What is Raganuga? Because we were all swimming in the shallow waters of Vaidhi Bhakti, understanding this, he introduced something very radical in ISKCON. That Krishna is controlled by pure love and affection. And that Krishna, who becomes subservient to his devotees, Vrijendranandan Shamsundar, is our most worshipable Lord, Arajya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanayas. He helped us to see Krishna not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as Krishna playing in Vrindavan as a young cowherd boy. He introduced many concepts of Guru Tattva, which are in accordance with our scriptures, Jiva Tattva. He preached very boldly all over the world. And I feel that he was one of the bridges, like Srila Sridhar Maharaj was for Prabhupada, for so many of Prabhupada's disciples. Srila Gaurakavinda Maharaj was also a bridge for many of the ISKCON devotees to raise their consciousness and their conceptions to the next level. Each acharya has a special, each guru has a special contribution. And all those contributions fit very nicely together. We can see successively how Prabhupada's building of the foundation and his preaching worldwide established the foundation which now Srila Gurudev is very wonderfully building on, taking advantage of. And Srila Gaurakavinda Maharaj was one intermediary in this grand scheme. Many of his disciples have come to Gurudev. Many of them are helping now in this mission. So I see them as one, Guru is one, and I see Gaurakavinda Maharaj as a very close associate of Gurudev. When he left, I was very devastated, of course, because for the first time I had given my life to a pure devotee, and I didn't know what it meant to be without that personal association. And Gaurakavinda Maharaj would tell us that, don't worry, because if I leave this world, Krishna will make an arrangement for another sadhu to look after you. I will make an arrangement for that. There are always sadhus in this world. There are always pure devotees preaching. And Srila Gurudev came to my house a few months after as a new guest who I'd never met.
He invaded your house.
You are not present perhaps.
So my wife was.
Now Rotikala is not present there. Then Rotikala dropped to.
He predicted there will be a Prem Guru from 1996.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Already,
so,
yes, will be Acharya Vlachandi has been already selected.
He predicted that in 1996 that one very powerful Acharya will preach Prem all over the world.
That his disciple, they asked him, who will be a guru late in future? Well, don't worry, already decided in 1996.
We were all thinking, oh, that's you, Maharaj, you'll be here. And then he left and he created this one.
He already decided, in 1996 he'll understand who is.
So, Gaurabinda Maharaj, like his grandfather and like Bhishma Dev himself, could leave his body at will. We know the story how Bhishma Dev waited on the battlefield of Kurukshetra on a bed of arrows, right? Waiting for Krishna to come, instructing the Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj on Dharma. And then finally, the last moment, looking into Krishna's eyes, giving up his life. So he chose that time. Gaurabinda Maharaj's grandfather also, the day he was going to leave, he said, I'm going to leave this world, and he left this world. So I believe that Gaurabinda Maharaj also voluntarily left this world. He used to like to quote Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that this material world is not a fit place for any gentleman. And he said that I will preach vigorously, but we know there were some difficulties, external difficulties in his preaching, which stopped his preaching. And transcendentally, I can't believe anything other than it was Krishna's divine arrangement to provide a stage and an opportunity for Srila Gurudev to now enter the stage of world by preaching and carry on the mission. So in Mayapur, on this holy day in 1996, some Prabhupada disciples, some ladies, were in darshan with Gaurabinda Maharaj and asking him.
Also Bhajanti Mala.
She was there?
Chandrika.
Chandrika. Asking him about the leelas of Lord Jagannath. And in Bhubaneswar, they have deities of Lord Jagannath Balabhi Subhadra. Just as Mahaprabhu, Srila Gaurabinda Maharaj, always used to see Jagannath as Shyam Sundar Krishna, playing a flute. So he began to narrate a beautiful pastime of how Krishna was tricked into coming back to Vrindavan, one of the Rathyatra Leela pastimes.
I have written.
You have written.
Yeah.
Gaurabinda Maharaj used to explain, and Gurudev's also written in his book, The Origin of Rathyatra.
It will be very...
very long.
So
the end part is that when Krishna finally comes to Vrindavan, and he finds the Braj Basis in so much separation, that the gopis have fainted, Radharani is laying on a bed of flowers, and the heat from her body is so intense that it's drying up all the flowers. And she's almost like in a dying state. As a matter of fact, they have to look very closely and make sure that she's still breathing. Her sakis are there, and Krishna comes. And her sakis, they whisper into Radharani's ear, Krishna has come. Radharani's life becomes revived. She opens her eyes and she looks into the eyes of Krishna. And Krishna looks into her eyes. And there they have beautiful milan, beautiful meeting after so much separation. So as Gaurabinda Maharaj was recounting this pastime, he took his last breath and said, Hey Gopa, Bolo, Jai Hare Krishna, and left this world. There's one song that he used to sing every day before Bhagavatam class. It's a prayer about Lord Jagannath and Krishna, where he says that, I want to take my last breath thinking about you, Krishna. So many times he liked to say that the sadhu Sadhu never speaks theoretically. Everything he says comes to pass. So he left this world in the holy Dham Mayapur on this auspicious tithi, absorbed in Krishna Lila, surrounded by devotees, kirtan, and we all remember his teachings and his wonderful pastimes as an inspiration to carry on with our bhakti. Shri Gauravinda Maharaj ki
jai.
I have heard that when Raghav Govinda Maharaj was searching his guru, he went to Haridwar, he went to Kashi, he went to Prayag, and so many places, but not satisfied.
He came to Mathura also at that time.
Then he came to Mathura, and I have heard that he went to Keshavji Gaudiyamath. But I, at that time I was not there, so I could not know. Then he came to Vrindavan, to Prabhupada, and then he saw and at once he recognized that he is my spiritual master. And then he took diksha and sannyas and everything, and how he told everything he did. Once with a disciple, he met me in
Jagannath Puri
when I was there, and we talked so much things. He was very much influenced by me, and from then he used to buy my all
books
and thoroughly reading. And he told that any disciple that when Narayan Maharaj will write any book, at once purchase and send to me. I think that when he was in Mayapur in the last stage, ISKCON leaders wanted to ban on him that in this certain place you cannot go. Then he decided that I should give up that ISKCON, but he told that, no, I will not give up ISKCON, but I can give up my life. He was not so bold like me, jumping all things, and he was very humility and that.
Very humble.
Very humble. So he thought that I cannot give up ISKCON, but I will give up my life. And before that, he told his disciples that if you want any help in this, you can go to Narayan Maharaj. So after his departure, Ashram Maharaj,
Raghunath Bhatta,
Jagadish,
and also
Damodar
Maharaj, Gokul
Maharaj.
They came later, first they came
from Mayapur here.
At the time of Parikrama, just after his
departure
they came to me and began to weep. And they told that, we want that you should help us. Oh, certainly I will help us. What will be needed, in all respect, I will help you for bhakti. Then at once all became came to me and they began to live with me. Prem Priyajan also, he came and others. And in world where I went in Holland, so many his disciples are there. They all were connected to me.
Damodar. Damodar,
Swaroop. And all others.
Mutadamodar.
Raghav Pandit.
Raghav Pandit.
Raghav Pandit. I have heard his class that he is telling only be
mota mota tilak.
Tilak.
Tilak, mota tilak means fat.
Big, very big and thick.
And big tulsi kanthi mala.
And big.
And 5 kilos.
Jatmala, 5 kilos. It will not do anything.
He called him Kali Chela.
Yeah.
They used to call him. Then powerful. Hearing this always scorn leader.
Shaking.
Walking still. And that is why they were fear, especially when he used to speak about Raganuga Bhakti, like me. Then other disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to come to him to hear. So Skam leaders Tamal Krishna,
Bhurijan, Giriraj, Dhanurdhar, Giridhari,
they came to me and to hear something.
They were worried that they are not the most advanced. Yeah.
They were fearing that, anyone will come, will not come to me, they will all go to
Govinda Maharaj.
So to hear from me something about that, they used to come to me.
Then they took what you said and wrote books and put their name on it.
Yeah. Not even mentioned Guru, their name that you heard from him.
Now,
Gurudev, you insult his murti.
Oh yes. Sachinandan came to me and told
Jagadish.
Jagadish. But by
Sachinandan also.
By Sachi.
Yes. Yeah. Consulting both of them.
They came to me and told that we want that you should come to establish his murti. I surely will go. He was like my bosom friend. I must go. And I went there. Governor and so many.
Came and all we did, Abhishek, all. Tirtha Maharaj, myself, all. Everything we did.
We did.
They only watching. All other, we did everything.
We did everything. Also, Govardhan, here.
Samadhi.
Yes.
Actual Samadhi?
No.
No.
After Samadhi, when is
they installed his murti. I think it was just next to the Samadhi or in the Samadhi.
Now, they speak about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Brief.
10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes?
10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur.
Better you should come here come out.
Gurave Gurachandraya Dharikaya Tiraraya Krishnaya Prashantraya Tadbhaktaya Namonamah. Vanchakapadarugascha Kripasindubyehvacha Patitaram Padanegyo Vishnabhadayam.
Very interesting.
What you told.
So before beginning, we first offer our most humble, heartfelt obeisances unto the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudevs, under Sri Guru Parapadma, Nitya Lila, Pradishta, Om Vishnupada, Astor, Tarasata, Sri Srimad, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and unto Sri Guru Parapadma, Om Vishnupada, Astor, Tarasata, Sri Srimad, Bhakti, Vedanta, Narayan Goswami, Maharaj. So, I've been ordered by Srila Gurudev to speak something about the appearance and the personality of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, our parting Gurudev. First, I want to say something that we just heard a very beautiful recitation about the life and teachings of Srila Guru Gobinda Maharaj. And hearing that, anybody who was listening could not help but be moved and felt an increase in their devotional spirit. It was so sweet hearing the mood and the affection of the love of a disciple glorifying their Gurudev. This is the purpose by which we celebrate the appearance and disappearance days of our gurus and those in our Guru Varga. That these days are special, they are brought to us, they are given to us to allow us to remember our gurus in great affection, what they came to give to us, their teachings, and our special relationship. And according to how we had developed that relationship in our service, these moods will be brought up. We will feel something. Srila Bhakti Prajnana Keshava Swami Maharaj wrote a beautiful, beautiful article that's printed in one of the harmonists, where he discusses the nature of the appearance and disappearance days. And he says they're non-different. And in each of these days, the Guru is coming to us to allow us to remember our service. And in a mood of great humility, he's taking the mood and he's saying that I'm remembering my Guru by what he gave to me. And I'm remembering him because although I'm so unqualified, he gave me so much in my service and he always made me feel so good. But actually, he went on to explain that the real disciple, his mood is, what can I give to my Guru? What is my mood? What is my service to my Guru? Not always coming to Guru, what will you give to me? And so often when we come to see Sri Guru, we're always looking for blessings, for mercy, oh Gurudev, to make us happy, to lift up our mood. But actually, the real mood of the disciple is, what can I do for you? Now, on this day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada, we're going to understand the exemplification of perfect disciple. He was the seventh child of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our great predecessor Acharya and the father of the modern Krishna consciousness movement, had done so much to revive the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then he felt that he needed a special messenger, somebody very powerful to take that message that he had revived and to put in, that he had put into written form through so many songs, so many books, so many commentaries on the literature of our Goswamis, that person who could take this and design a grand movement to spread Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, all over the world. And so he prayed to the Lord. He prayed for a ray of Vishnu would come down and help him in that mission. And then he had that son. While he was the magistrate in Jagannath Puri, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had one son. And this son was born as a result of that prayer. And at his birth, he was marked with all the divine signs. On his body were natural marks, as if he had Kantimala. He had a natural Brahmin thread. His umbilical cord was wrapped around him in a very gentle and beautiful way, like a Brahmin thread. And all his bodily features were all auspicious signs, and his chart, his astrological chart, indicated this was a great Mahapurush. And shortly after that, after a few months, the Jagannath festival, the Rath festival, was taking place in Puri. And at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being the magistrate, was living just down the road from that temple. On that big Grant Road, there's a temple that's maintained by Srila Bhakti Balabhatirtha Maharaj, and that is the place where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was living. And for some reason, the Rath cart would not move. It was stuck there for days. And no matter what they did, they couldn't move it. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking advantage of this and being the magistrate, brought his baby son out there. And he brought him up under the cart, and he placed him at the feet, offering him in the service of Lord Jagannath. At that very moment, a large garland fell down and fell and draped the baby. And Lord Jagannath was blessing this boy, his son, that giving everyone a sign that great auspiciousness was to come as a result. And from a very young age, this son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was inseparable from his father, physical proximity. He was always with him, always hearing from him, and always absorbing his deep, deep conceptions. This dhara, this Bhaktivinoda dhara, the conceptions and the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur were completely contained within this young boy. And so as he grew and developed, he was exhibiting great capacity as a speaker. One time, even though he was still quite young, maybe in teenage years, his father had been asked to speak at a prominent convention, Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. At that time, there was some misunderstanding, as there always is. What is a Vaishnava? What is a Brahmin? What is the difference? Is there some superiority one over the other? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because of being very busy in his magistrate duties, couldn't go. He sent his young son, who he had named Bimala Prasad. So Bimala Prasad, Prabhu went, and he spoke. And when he first began to speak, he spoke in very wonderful terms, glorifying Brahmanas with verses that the Brahmins had never heard themselves. For hours and hours and hours he went on, speaking glorification of the Brahmins from all the scripture. And all the Brahmins who were present there were just very proud and happy. Oh, such a great speaker. Oh, who is this? Yes, we are Brahmins. Yes, he is recognizing us. And then he began to speak on Vaishnavas. And he began to speak, and whereas before he had spoken maybe 6, 8, 12 hours, when he began to speak about Vaishnavas, he went on and on.
No, who is Vaishnava?
Yes.
And then he began to...
Yes.
Go on.
Yes. And then he began to establish not only who is a Vaishnava, but the superiority of Vaishnava over Brahman. That a Brahman who is not understanding the ultimate goal, who is not taking the name of Krishna, who is not behaving in a Vaishnava way, he cannot even deliver himself what to speak of others. And he began to speak like this on and on and on, and establish the superiority of Vaishnava over caste Brahmana. And the Vaishnavas there became very morose and disappointed.
The Vaishnavas, no, the Brahmins.
The Brahmins, yes. The Brahmins became very disappointed, and yet the scholarship was so profound and the Shastric reference was so vast, they had nothing to say. And of course the Vaishnavas were glorifying him very much. And then he was also very learned in astrology and other subject matters. Even as a young man at the age of 20, he was so expert, he had written a book called the Surya Siddhanta, a translation and commentary on an ancient Vedic astrological text, that he was offered the chairmanship at Calcutta University in that department, even at that age. And although he declined it, not being interested in that kind of activity, he was a pure preacher of Vaishnavism, they held that chair open for him for the rest of his life, until he left this world, considering that no one else would be worthy for that chair but this person. So even from this perspective, from the material perspective, he was an unparalleled genius. He was conversant in all scripture. He had learned and studied, actually he had been going to university, but he wasn't very interested in the university itself. He used to spend his time in the library. In fact, the only reason he went to the university was to have access to the library where he pored over all the Vedic texts, all the commentaries of the great Acharyas. And he made a deep, deep study, and of course he memorized all of them perfectly. He was Shrutigar, his unparalleled memory. Then when he had exhausted their entire library, he lost interest in school, and he commented that, no, I didn't want to do very well in school, because if I did well in school, they would have marked me, and they would have tried to get me married. See, but I'm not interested in that. I am only interested in preaching pure Hari Katha. But his father was concerned. No, what will he do? What kind of job will he have? How will he maintain himself? So he'd gotten him a position teaching in one kingdom. There was a king who had a son, and they wanted to take care of his education. And so they hired Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he took the job, and he was teaching the son. But what was happening was that because of the association of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he was becoming a Vaishnava. And the queen was becoming very upset. Oh, you've hired this Vaishnava, our son, he's becoming renounced. He wants to become a sadhu. Who will look after the kingdom? Who will take care of things? Get rid of this man immediately.
I'll take poison.
Otherwise I'll take poison.
Yeah, otherwise I'll take poison. The great weapon. So the king said, what can I do? He's such a great personality. I promised his father. And she said, pay him a pension, pay him for life, just get rid of him. But by that time, and the real reason that he had taken the job in the first place, was that this king had an exhaustive spiritual library with many texts that he had not yet read. So by this time he had read all the texts, and he said, oh, okay, very good, my work here is finished. And he declined the pension as well, said, I'm not interested in your pension, thank you very much. And then he went back. And then he went back to Sridhar Mayapur, and he was maintaining the bhajan there, the worship of the small temple that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had erected at the birthplace of Sri Mahaprabhu. And he was doing intensive bhajan at that time because he was preparing himself for the mission that his father had wanted him to take, which was to propagate and spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And so at that time, he was doing intense bhajan. He had vowed to chant 1 billion names before he stopped. And this took him some 7 or 8 years to do. 4 years. I think, anyway, 7, 4, whatever. It was supposed to take 10, but it took maybe 7, maybe 4. And then his father was preparing to leave. And just before his father left, he sent him a letter, and he was giving him instructions that now I am putting this on your shoulders. I want you to take on the mission of designing this spiritual movement, this mission of Mahaprabhu, in a way that we can spread it all over the world. And that you should know that the printing, the publishing, and the distribution of transcendental literatures, I consider this to be real seva to Sri Dham Mayapur. So, this was his move, this was his mission, this is what he was taking up under his father's order, and then his mother also gave him the same order. When his father left, he was feeling a great burden. How can I do this? How will it be possible for me alone to push on this movement? What can I do? I'm a single person. There's nothing. If you remember India at that time, it was under British control, 1914, 1915, not many great resources, caste Brahmanism was predominant, the conception of Mahaprabhu was almost non-existent, except Bhaktivinoda Thakur had brought things up, but the task was awesome. And so he was greatly despondent and worrying. And then one day, he had a vision, a dream. And at that time, before him in the Spurti, his father came, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar Goswami, Roy Ramananda, the six Goswamis, Rupa Sanatana, all the associates of Mahaprabhu, all came and said, don't worry, everything is arranged. You are going to have for you the greatest assistants, the greatest servants, the greatest associates, educated, quality people. They're all going to come by our divine arrangement to help you in this mission. So the greatest of personalities were about to come. As we know from our little talk just 2 days ago, within a very short time, one of those greatest personalities came not much later in the form of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj as a young boy, maybe 16 year old. Just maybe a year or two after this same vision, he showed up with his auntie to see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And these, he and some others, were the eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada who had come to assist him in this mission.
Thank you.
Okay. But where have you read about the dream of Prabhupada?
There was a book.
Rupa Vilas.
No, not Rupa Vilas. There was another book printed.
Who has printed?
By the group of...
Who has printed?
We'll check.
It was printed by...
I have never seen anywhere.
Oh, it was printed by Mandala Press.
Huh?
Mandala Press, and it was based apparently on the biographies but of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
I have read so many books about Prabhupada, and I've heard from about all his disciples. I have met them, and I've heard them, but never this.
Yeah.
No.
Forget that.
কি রকম তানি শিষ্য গৌরকিশোর দাস বাবাজ মহারাজের শিষ্য হলেন কি রকম এই যা বলেছেন ওটা ছড়ে থ্যাংক ইউ
ওম অজ্ঞান অতিমিরান্ধস্য জনাঞ্জন সলতেয় চক্ষুরুন্মিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Sloba Manu Gosai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajaka Charya Varja, Ashtotara Satasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Sloba Narayan Gosai Maharaj. In my obeisances of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by Tidardi Sannasi. Today is very auspicious day. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, who is Nayan Manjari of Jugal Kishore, he appeared in this world. It mentioned in scripture that in Padma Puran, what mentioned about four sampradayas, after some slokas is mentioned, Jutkale Purushottamat, means in Jagannath Puri, one very powerful acharya will appear and he will glorify the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. In so many years before, Nostradamus of France predicted that some will appear in South India and he will, the light post of Vaishnavism, and he will deliver the whole world. I used to think, then when I saw this slok, then I understood even Nostradamus also about to tell about Srila Prabhupada in this way. Because it's all thing, not in direct way, but indirect way. When it happened, then you understand. So when Prabhupada appeared in this world, in Jagannath Puri, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was in charge of Jagannath Puri temple, and eternal consort was Bimala Devi. According to name of Bimala Devi, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur kept his son's name Bimala Prasad, means mercy of Bimala Devi. As you heard, that how Jagannath got stopped there, according to Vedic tradition, for male boy, first grand ceremony will be either 6 months or 8 months, or for female baby, either 5 months or 7 months. So when the card festival took place, it was 6 months, so it did Annaprasan ceremony. When Prabhupada grew up little, gradually, he always tried to be with Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Whenever Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to give any lecture, Srila Prabhupada used to carry Chaitanya Charitamritam, Bhakti Swami Sindhu on his head, and used to sit there. After class, he used to carry the book on his head again to come back. What Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to tell, you can do 2-3 meanings from his lecture. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was so strict, only one meaning. Sometimes Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur went somewhere because he has government job.
Magistrate.
So he ordered Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur Bimala Prasad, he'll give lecture in this place. When he started giving lecture, he's so strict and so strong. Gradually, one after another, going away. They thought it's very strict. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur came back, he found only few are there. Again, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur started preaching, all again came back. And Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he wrote some commentary, Upadesamrita and other things. Prior to that, I want to discuss, whoever in this world want to advance in Krishna consciousness, they have to initiate by a proper channel, but some bona fide Gurudev. Although, when Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur purchased the land of Mayapur and appointed him to take care there and to worship Sri Gaur Vishnupriya Devi, without initiation, none was qualified to worship any deity. So, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave him Archan of Kurma Mantra, Kurma Dev, because when he dig the foundation, he found Kurma Dev. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave him Harinam and initiation by Kurma Dev Mantra. But in this world, if someone initiates by his father, people think, oh, They are like Kula Guru, they are not so qualified. They will not understand this thing.
Family Guru.
Family Guru. So Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, he determined in his mind, I will take initiation form Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Why? Because Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj used to come Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur time to time. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in Sananda Sukhada Kunja, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj used to visit him time to time and listen Harikatha from him. They had too much intimacy between them. So Saraswati Thakur approached Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiation. What to say about human beings? Even Majada Purushottam Lord Ram came, he took initiation to set the example in the world. Lila Purushottam Krishna also took initiation. And Prem Purushottam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took initiation to teach the whole world. All the Prabhupada eternal associate that set the example, he also took initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. When he told Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, I want to take initiation from you, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji told, oh, you are son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are so learned scholar, I am illiterate, how I can initiate you? It's not possible for me. Oh, I have to ask Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. After a few days, Vimala Prasad again asked him, oh, I forgot to ask Gaur Nityananda, I have to ask. Few times he rejects him. Not reject, but he is increasing in eagerness and want to show the whole world. If any disciple is pure disciple, his life and soul is Guru Padma, want to show this whole world. Like Srila Loknath Goswami and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, same type of character. Narottam Thakur want to take initiation from Loknath Goswami, he always reject, but at least by menial service, he bound to accept him. In same way, when Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji reject him few times, then Prabhupada did Chandrayan Vrata and Gopras Bhajan. Chandrayan Vrata means, like Chandra means moon, moon every day, growing up to full moon, again decreasing, new moon. In same way, Prabhupada used to take one day first bite, one bite, two bite, up to 15 bite, again decreasing, none. How? Not by taking by hand or spoon. He put on the floor, like cow is to eat by mouth, he should eat like this way. So one day Bhaktivinoda Thakur told to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, you want to kill this boy? Do not bestow mercy upon this poor boy, poor soul. Then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is bound to give him initiation, seeing his determination, and this is austerity. So by this way he took initiation. After some time, he became famous astrologer, which you have heard from him. And Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, when he started his movement, he have heard from Srila Gurudev. One day he was telling in front of his female disciple Sarojibasini Devi, I want to establish nine moths in nine islands of Navadvip. Then he told, you are lying on a worn torn quilt and dreaming for billionaires, like a billionaires. Who will take care of all? You have none? Then Srila Sahaja Thakur pointed, my Vinod will take care of everything. Now he understood what Prabhupada predicted. Now Srila Paramahansa, two Gurudev, taking care of every hayat. So when any Mukta Mahapurusha predict, it happened some other direct or indirect way. Srila Sahaja Thakur Prabhupada, we have heard from Srila Gurudev, our Param Gurudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and so many were discussing Krishneti jasya giritam manasadriyet dikshasti chet pranati vishta bhajantamisam sustrusaya bhajanamigna mananna manna nindalishunna vridamishita sangha labdha. The sloka upadhsamnit by Rupa Goswami Pad. When a discussion was going on, then our Paramahansa one side and all our Prabhupada disciples another side. They told, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, whoever chant Krishna one time have to do pranam to him. But Srila Sahaja Thakur Prabhupada told, no, Dikshasti chet, he took up to Dikshasit. If he initiated, then do pranam, manasadriya. Then they are telling no. It seems to that Prabhupada did some wrong. Then Param Gurudev told, who introduced Bhaktivinoda Thakur to you? Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada or by yourself, by your own intelligence? And Param Gurudev told, do you think you are more intelligent than your Gurudev Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada? Not possible. What Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada told, we have to accept them and under his guidance you have to understand Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, otherwise it's not possible. And Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he given so many instructions for us. He told that all Mathavasis have to learn how to tolerate. This is not only for Mathavasis, for everyone, all devotees. If you not tolerate, then so many bad things will take place. Like in Ramayana and Mahabharata, battle will take place due to not tolerance. When Draupadi told like father, like son, means blind father, blind son, then took place Mahabharata battle. When Bhagavad Sita Devi told Lakshman, oh, you want to enjoy me, then Ram will die. Lakshman went for this Ramayana battle take place. But it is not for ourselves, because they are Lakshmi Devi and they are part of Lakshmi, they incarnate in this world to take the burden away. But if we not tolerate, so many things happen in this world, so we must have to tolerate. And Prabhupada told, Mathur Viraha Katar Brajavasi Gane Seva Karamade Pradhan Kartabha. When Krishna went to Mathura and Dharaka, leaving all Brajavasis behind, then what the situation of Brajavasis, we have to serve Krishna with that mood. Means in the Viraha mood of Brajavasis, especially Brajagopis. In separation mood. And he told that in this world, we are not came like a mason or carpenter. We want to do bhajan here. And he told, if I have to kill so many persons to save Mahaprabhu's one saint, I will do that. Because he has so much nishtha, for Mahaprabhu Goswami want to show that, for this he told, his intent is not to kill others, but have to save Hari Guru Goswami's mind, not to misuse in this way. He has so many instructions for the living soul. And what you have heard from Sripad Vaikhanas Mahārāja, Brahman Goswami, when he spoke, he gives so many examples from scripture that Brahmana Varnanam Guru, Brahman is the guru of all Varnas. And after glorifying Brahman, Brahman called Bhusur, means the gods of this world. And Brahman, Bhagavan is told Brahmana Devaya. And so many ways he explained. After that, told who is Brahman, then he told, Janmaya Jayate Sudra Sanskara Dijachate Ved Pathad Bhaved Vipra Brahma Janati Brahmana. Janmaya Jayate Sudra. Whoever taken birth in this world, they are Sudra. Because the process of producing children, either Sudra or Brahman, is same process, not other process. And Sanskara Dijachate. When he Upanayan Sanskara, sacred ceremony term called Dija. Dija means di means two, ja means birth, is second birth. Ved Pathad Bhaved Vipra. Who is reading Ved, is qualified to read Ved, then called Vipra. Brahma Janati Brahmana. When realized God, then called Brahman. Not prior to that. Even it's mentioned in scripture that Janma Jasraja Lakhanam Pumsa Varnami Vanyakam. To whom he has some qualities, he has to categorize that Varna. Not only Brahman, son will be Brahmin, is not proper. And about Goswami, he told, when Parvati Devi and Sri Thakur are discussing, Parvati Devi asked to Sri Thakur, who is the most worshipable in this world? Then Sri Ji told that Aradhananam Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhanam Param. For worshipable, the best worshipable is Vishnu. But is this the supreme anything else? Then Sri Ji replied, Tasmat parapatarang devin todyarang samarchanam. Who is todya, who is inner, kitam kina Bhagavan? They are more merciful than Bhagavan Vishnu. Who is his kitam kin? Vishnu. Even it is mentioned in scripture, sadharma sada janma vipuman, virinchata vedi paramhimam, abhakrita matha vishnavam, vividam kalatte. If someone maintaining varnashram dharma for 100 lifetimes, then he is qualified to maintain
630.
The 630. Post of Brahmin. No, 15 minutes behind.
Yeah, oh, then 645.
And even who maintain the post of Brahmaji, he qualified to be as a post of Shivji and Vaishnav beyond that. So how Vaishnav is higher? When they explain, then all Brahmin became surprised and they all leave that place. It happened in Midnapur district in Balighai place. Later on, it's published in book named titled Brahman and Vaishnav. And Prabhupada so many instruction, and we have it mentioned that Prabhupada told himself, Sivarsabhana Vidaita Das. He himself told, I am Varsabhana Vidaita means, Varsabhanavi means Srimati Radha Thakurani, who is in Kirtan Kin, I am his or her servant. And when he used to go to Mayapur, Prabhupada Sarasankur place, then we used to have so many his glorification. So he'll listen something from Srila Gurudev Lotasri, Hare Krishna. Mancha Kalpata Rupasya Dipara Sindhu Bhaya Vacha, Padita Manpa Vane Bho, Vishma Vane Bho.
Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salataya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Gurave Gaura Chandraya Gurave Gaura Chandraya
Radhikaya
Istadaya
Krishna
Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो प्रिया बद्ध जी
कंडीशन सोल
वी आर कंडीशन सोल. From the beginning of creation, crores and crores we have taken birth and death, and in rotating in this world, there is no any
species,
person or life being,
species,
any insects even, all have to die, and after death again they will come. This is rotation, and each rotation so many problems. Most problem is that old age will come, and after that we will have to give up this body. Any scientist, doctor cannot stop this, old age and death. At the time of death, you will go this.
Empty-handed.
Nothing taking single farthing or anything with you. And your dear son, daughters, husband, wife,
relatives,
they will not go with you. At the time of death, so much pain, so much pain. He feel reminding this after birth, then at once we will be. But renounce, taking renounce order, not in this world. But by the mercy of Krishna, after death, we have forgotten all these things. Who were sometimes we became insects, sometimes fishes, sometimes hogs, pigs, dogs, sometimes demigod, always searching happiness, peace of mind, but never it became. Krishna is so merciful. He thought that these are my dear sons and daughters. They are suffering a lot. How to save them? So sometimes he used to come in the form of Krishna, sometimes in the form of Ram, sometimes Nisinga, and in this so many ways. And sometimes he used to send his associates in the form of Acharya, like Raman, Narada Goswami, Sanat Char Kumar,
Four Kumars,
Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, like Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, in our parampara, Ramanuja, Matha, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadi, he sends. But in world there are various kinds of Mayavad, Advait, Bodhavad, Nasti,
Charvak,
Jain. So in this world, Sadhu Sangha is very rare. Acharya or Krishna Sangha is very rare. If Sadhu Sangha is available, then Krishna Mercy will come at once and our death and everything will be stopped forever. So, this time also, after the departure of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, a dark period came in Vaishnava, in our movement, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. In this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, associate of Krishna, he is the
Gaura Shakti,
incarnation of Srila Gadadhar or Radhika. He was sent, and after that, very powerful leader like Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was sent and he took birth in Jagannath Puri, you have seen, heard. You have heard about his history, life history. He was the first leader, Acharya. Oh, he wrote so many books. He published the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srimad Bhagavat and others. Like missions, he started his movement. He made thousands and thousands of brahmachari, initiated them, given diksha. And very intelligent boy, he gave sannyas, Ban Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj. Tirtha Maharaj means Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, Pujapa Siddhar Maharaj,
Goswami Maharaj,
Goswami Maharaj, our Gurudev, Shauti Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj,
Gavastan,
all were jewel.
Nemi Maharaj,
and very, very learned persons in Sanskrit, a scholar.
Nemi Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj, Jachak Maharaj.
There were hundreds of sannyasis, very powerful. And even brahmacharis, they were like sannyasis. They used to preach very boldly everywhere.
Bharati Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj.
While he's speaking, he is a grihastha. But how well he speaks. Very interesting. Siddha Sarup Brahmachari. Oh, he told Vivekananda, Vivekananda. And Rabindranath Tagore, he told
Ram Chagal.
Ram Chagal means like a goat. And all audience, thousands of, they became against Gaudiya Math. Then Gaur Gobinda Maharaj, the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave
ওনার নাম পরে নেমি মহারাজ হয়েছিল নাকি? ওনার নাম পরে নেমি মহারাজ হয়েছিল, গবস্ত নেমি মহারাজ?
গৌর গোবিন্দ কি এই রকম নাম ছিল, নারী নাম গৌর
গোবিন্দ নেমি মহারাজ.
And then
গবস্ত নেমি,
he wrote in telegram that Prabhupad or preaching had been
despoiled
by Siddha Sarup Brahmachari, and he has told like this to Tagore, Rabindranath Thakur and Vivekananda. Then he replied, don't worry,
I am coming.
Siddha Sarup has done my lakhs rupees preaching.
I am coming.
I am very soon coming, and I will see what they are telling. And then he returned back.
So, East Bengal.
Brahmacharis like them. At that time, our Guru Maharaj was Brahmachari. He, Prabhupada wanted to give him sannyas, but all these seniors used to say that if he will give up the management and will be sannyasi, then all management will be failed. So three times Prabhupada,
they told Prabhupada, if Vinodda will take sannyas, then who will take care of all this?
So then he made brahmachari and sannyasi. And in Bengal, so many places, in Nawdeep, 9 lines, he established preaching centers, and they are worshipping of deities. And also in India, Kanpur,
64,
Haridwar,
64 mosques,
64 mass established
in India.
And in the last time he told that, oh my dear disciples, I've given so much suffering to the parents of brahmacharis. I've taken their sons, very qualified, so they are very angry with me.
Opposition.
But one day they will understand that I have brought them for the
welfare
of you, your father, his father, mother,
poor father,
and for the whole world I have done.
For the benefit of the whole world.
He told that my disciples all, especially sannyasis, brahmacharis and all, you should hear. You should be together, united.
Under guidance of Ashraya Vigraha.
In the guidance of Ashraya Vigraha. Who is Ashraya Vigraha? Mool Ashraya Vigraha is Radhika.
But in sadhak stage, Gurudev.
This Gurudev.
Yeah.
When so for the service of Gurudev, to fulfill desire of Gurudev, you should be united. And serve Radha Krishna conjugal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, this body is rotten. And by rotten, this body, if he will surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and call Krishna, then he will be very merciful. We have not come that our suffering should be ended.
Removed.
Those who feel like this, they are foolish. Those who are wise, they are thinking that I have come to this world, what is my duty, main duty? And thus, they will think about soul, super soul,
and Jivan Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das, taking the human form, this is the first thing that we should think. Otherwise, life is in vain. Srila Prabhupada had preached in the whole world something. What is? Ved, Upanishad, Shruti, and their anugat.
Under their guidance.
Supporting Vedas.
Literatures.
Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, Upanishad, Puran, and the scriptures of Vaishnava, written by Vaishnavas, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ramanuja, Bhadva, these are Praman. And these Pramans tells what? Harihi Paramam Tattvam. Krishna is Supreme Lord. Eh? Why? He has two faces like Aishwarya and Madhurya. Narayan has only Aishwarya.
Opulence.
And Krishna has?
Opulence and sweetness both.
Madhurya. That bhakt cannot know that he is Supreme Lord. Mother Yashoda, Ananda Baba, Brijavasi, Gopis, they never thought that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Otherwise, service cannot be done. Sometimes Krishna becomes servant, as he told. Servant. If you know that Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is Sarvajna, all-knowing, powerful, then we cannot take his service. Nanda Yashoda, Sakha, Baladev Prabhu. So, Prabhupada told that Harihi Paramatattam, he has Madhurya and Aishwarya both, and Sarva Shaktiman, he can do anything. Asambhav, sambhav.
Possible, impossible, everything possible, make possible.
Impossible.
Make possible. Make it
everything
possible.
Everything.
Make possible.
And all the qualities in Krishna, which I think, thought that this and this are contrary.
Opposite.
But in Krishna all are there.
Reconcile.
He is Aja. Aja means no janma. But he is son of Yashoda, Nanda Baba. He is Sarvajna,
omniscient.
But he cannot think that, he is weeping from the fear of
his mother.
So all kinds
contradictory qualities reconcile on him.
In Krishna. Viruddha tasmin na chitram.
Viruddha dharmam tasmin na chitram. Tasmin na chitram.
In Krishna, viruddha dharma, all contradictory dharms in Krishna is there.
In reconciling him.
And he is Sarva Shaktiman. Sarva Shaktiman, Sandhani, Hladini, Sambhi, Gyan, Bal, Kriya,
Jeev Shakti,
and by his Sarvajna Shakti, he can come. As Krishna, he can come like Ram Narayan, Brahma, so many. He can come in a statue for the kind of, for the
benefit of the whole world.
That all the jivas can serve me and worship in this way.
Rasabdhim.
And Rasabdhim, ocean of rasa. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya,
Madhur,
and Hasya, Karuna, Adbhut,
Rodra, Bhayanak, Bir, Vibhatsa.
And these are 12 rasas. In Krishna, all are there. All rasas are there. By all rasas, anyone can serve Krishna. Like Shant, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanat, Kumar. Sukhdev Goswami in his first life. Dasya, Shubal Siddham and the others.
Na, Dasa Raktak Patrak.
Dasa Raktak Patrak.
Sokha.
And
Sokha.
In the Ramchandra Lila Hanuman. And
Sokha.
Sokha. Dham Siddham.
Subal Madhumangal Arjun Vasanta Bhinga.
And in Madhur, all Batsala, the Goswami, especially
Vatsalya,
Vatsalya, Nanda Baba Yashoda and all Vrajavasi
people,
and in Madhur, Gopis are. In all rasas we can serve Him. Krishna appears in this world and plays all this sweet pastime. Any bhakta will see me or hear my katha, and then he will have any greed to serve Him in that way. By hearing the sweet pastimes of any Vaishnava, a man can have a desire to serve Krishna as father, mother. But in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they want to serve Krishna as gopis. Aradho Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavan. So, the bhajan of gopis is the best bhakti of to Krishna. Then, there are two kinds of jivas coming from Krishna. Baddha jiv and
Mukta jiv.
Baddha jiv also so much. Achhadit, mukulit,
Sankuchit,
Vikasit,
Purna Vikasit.
Understand?
Jai Vatham it mentioned clearly.
Like Achadit, like trees,
stone,
mountains, some more better, fishes, more better, bears, more better,
human.
Aborigine, human. Aborigine.
Human.
And more better,
human.
Human.
Just
human
sadha
is more better than also demigods. We can do bhajan of Krishna in human body, but the demigods cannot. In this way, baddha jeev
and
mukta jeev, those who were first baddha jeev,
conditioned souls.
After sadhana, they have become mukta. And mukta are also so many kinds. They are serving as dasya, sakha, vatsalya, madhura, so many. They are called parikars.
Associate.
Then, for baddha jeev, conditioned soul, only
sadhanam suddha bhaktim.
Suddha bhakti is sadhana. Anna bhilasitam sunnam jnana karmadhyana pritam. This is Suddha Bhakti.
And Sadha Krishna.
And the goal. Result of this bhakti is prem. What prem? Aswarja prem, Madhurja prem. Aswarja prem in Vaikuntha, Madhurja prem in
Golok.
In Praja, Vrindavan, Golok. And Madhurja prem is also so many kinds. Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhur. Madhur is also so many kinds. Swakiya, Parakiya. And in Parakiya also Sakhi Bhav and Manjari Bhav.
Rupa Goswami
has told that we should follow only Manjari Bhav. Gau Prema.
Hari 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 Do.
Thank you. Mahamantra. Now, seven?
Yeah.
It'll be better when?
Walking with
the children. Huh?